Begin the current daf, v'sach the v'sach and daf chavtes, begin the manalf, begin the toys, the masl, begins with the gemara. Bedinu, the truth is that tefillah toys manai, that even within the time is mutter, it's going to be permitted. Toys explains, if it's true that the chametz of the non-Jews permitted min ha-tayra, to even eat it, what's called toys manai, even in our Pesach itself. Which the gemara was saying that, yes, that the gemara was saying that our mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the truth is that the halacha is that it's forbidden before Pesach, after Pesach, during Pesach. However, we compare Achila to Re'iyah, that it's only that of a Yisrael that's Aser, but not that of a Nachri, and the Nachri is permitted to even eat it, even Teich Zmanai. Now, Pirush Rashi, Rashi actually says, Mutar b'Achila, it's permitted even to eat it during Pesach, because it's not Shalcha, and just like you're allowed to see it, you're allowed to eat it. Which says, B'Kasha, that's difficult. Because the EF, it's not possible, Lam lo yehesha lo b'shas Achila, that it shouldn't be his during when you're eating it, meaning the Nosim Lahanachi, if the non-Jew gave it to the Yisrael by a gift, Hareishaloi, then it's the Jews. And then obviously he's violating Chametz on Pesach. Vim Gazam Nachim, and he stole from non-Jew, Hareishai Bachirusi. So then he's responsible, Bulagar Muhammad Shachai Bachirusi, and it's not any less than Chametz which the Jew is responsible for, Tabakashaloi, which halachically like is like his, and that he's forbidden for on Pesach. Moreover, Tais brings another proof. This the Gemara says later on that they're going according to their reasoning. This machlik is regarding if the Mishnah is like Rav Achba Yaakov, like Rabbi Huda, or Rav like Rabbi Shimon. Oh, what's Lashitasim the Pligi B'chametz Shabbat Pesach, which they have machlik is regarding Chametz that went past, that was there over Pesach in Rabbi Huda. If you get lashes or not, Rav says you get lashes. Oh, so therefore he obviously does not learn out that you compare that of Sa'ur of Re'iyah to Sa'ur da Achila. Rabbi Yaakov says you don't get lashes. It's because that, yeah, you compare Achila to Re'iyah. Now, if it was true that Rav Achba Yaakov held according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the chametz of a non-Jew allowed to even eat on Pesach, like Rashi says in Natayah, then lef l'gubah Pesach gufin, and says Taisus, then they should have disagreed on Pesach itself to say, if you eat the chametz of a non-Jew, do you get lashes or not? Obviously, in Pesach itself, Rav Achba Yaakov would agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be forbidden. It's only after Pesach that they have their machlekes. So they've nearly revolt. It seems to revolt. The other comment, follow Teres Man and Mutter. This, we say that even on Pesach is permitted, that of the Chametz of a non-Jew, Hainibana, that's regarding getting benefit from it. Aye, the other comment, this is the Gemara says, but you could eat the Chametz of others, mean that of a non-Jew. Lavdavka, that's not precise. It's really only Mutter Bahana, or Inam, or you could say Achaz Manikama. That this day said, you let it eat the Chametz of a non-Jew is after Pesach. Now, but says Taisimiu, however, Bishal Gavaya, but regarding that of the two exceptions were a non-Jew and Hektish. Kash Lefash Pater Pesach, it's very difficult to explain. How would you even say that we're saying that Hektish is not a problem during Pesach? Because the Imlay, for a non-Jew, we could say it means Hana. But we're going to Hektish, the Imlay Padoi, if you don't redeem it, also not. It's forbidden to have benefit anyway. Because of every Hektish. The Imlay, if you redeem it, then it's also to have benefit because it's his own Chametz. That's maybe what you could say is this that it says about you could have benefit from the chametz of hektish. It means it just means that you won't have the prohibition of hanof from chametz. But yes, but you will have the issur of hektish because it was not redeemed. Tinnik says the master begins with the man yesh aimim. Who is the yesh aimim? That's Rem Nechunya. That's Rem Nechunya, which we brought that yesh aimim that say that the case of somebody eats chametz of hektish on Pesach has not committed me'ilah. The Gemara says it's going like Rem Nechunya and Akana, who equates a liability of Karas to that of saying also over there, Kamla B'Rabbanei, that there's not going to be any Teshulim. So this explains the reason why that there is an obligation to pay for Truma, and we don't say Kamla B'Rabbanei, which the Gemara brought this Brisa that do we say Kamla B'Rabbanei or not? So therefore, if somebody eats Chametz of Hektash on Pesach, he holds has not committed Me'ilah, because since he's liable for Karas, for eating the Chametz, so therefore, he's not going to be liable for meal. Now, Tamilari, it's a wonder to the read. The man, the Yalaf Asin, Asin, Bereshil, and Ari, is the one that makes exegesis over the word Asin, in Ksubazav, Lam, and Radalf. That it says Asin by Misa the other. It says Asin by Misa the Shemaim. It makes exegesis Shava, and says that, oh, just like over there, you're going to be parted from Teshlum, from Kamla Ramne, so to over here. And therefore, that opinion holds, basically, Misa the Shemaim holds that even if there's a death only at the hands of heaven, Patim and Tashlum Rav Nechunya, Rav Nechunya would hold that also, but there one is exempt from payment. Same kind, that's the case. The Rebbe, the Kamal Korn, Rebbe, who says later in the Vlam Gimel Medav, Hezid v'me'ilah, if someone deliberately goes ahead and misappropriates from Hekdesh. The halacha is, v'misa yetz misa v'dei shemayim, and even so, you are chayav b'tashlumin, because if not, there would never be anyone who is liable from Ilba Hekdesh, because he'd be exempt become a Rebbe Namine. So amai paiter, why is Rebbe Nechonya say that you're exempt by karas mitashlumin when there's a misa v'dei shemayim from payment? But va'avagav deba'al mepaiter misa v'dei shemayim, although yes, in general, as that opinion explains, that he holds you're exempt when there's misa from payment. But hacha loy patar, here by Ilba Hekdesh, there's no exemption from payment, because the Gali Galan Krug, because the Pasuk has explicitly revealed to us, the Bishagi Chayiv, that if someone misappropriates by mistake, he's liable. And Vavadin Karas, the same thing is, when there's a punishment of Karas, like what we're discussing over here, we're eating chametz of Hekdesh on Pesach, that Avagav, the Bekaras of Amazed, that even though when you do it, when there's a punishment of Karas, when the person did it liberally, Bishagi Yishayiv, when he does it by mistake, he's liable because of Me'ilah. So since the Pasuk explicitly tells us by Me'ilah, you don't say Kom Lebedravene, so you should be Chayiv. So if I'm reading, the Ri says, specifically when someone deliberately led by Me'ilah, which is the B'misa, which is a death, the Golulan Kro, the Pasuk explicitly tells us, the Leipatrach Metashlumen, where we're not going to exempt you from payment. That's what Gali, the Torah revealed it. But for Karis, the Loi Gali, but regarding Karis, where the Pasuk did not explicitly say that Karis is going to be exempt from Tashlumen, then Loi Gali, then it's not revealed, and since you chayv and karis, you're part of tashlumin because kabin ramene, therefore you're going to be exempt because it's only where the Torah told us by misa that it's not going to exempt. And that says time you're going to say, "Vamle kamam v'dikmar." Tells later in the Vlamidiz and Alav Eichel Trumas Chametz Pesach. Which I give someone eats truma of chametz on Pesach by mistake. B'sham kamo chametz, has to pay the principal and the fifth. When Makmin law, and the Gemara tells us over there that it's specifically when someone eats by mistake, which is chayav, the principal, and another fifth. But when he does deliberately, he's being exempt from tashlumin, that's because it's krim nechunya, who he holds, that chiv misa v'dei shemayim also exempts from tashlumin, and therefore, if someone eats truma b'mezid, since he's chayav misa v'dei shemayim, he's going to exempt from tashlumin. And even so, if someone eats truma chametz b'pesach b'shaydik, mechayav b'tashlumin, he's liable for payment, and we don't say kalim ramne. Because just like you're not exempt from the payment, because the death penalty of truma, as we said, that was Golil and Kra. So you should not be exempt from because of the punishment of Karas of eating Chametz, that even the Torah did not reveal to you explicitly that there's no Chiv of Karas that's going to exempt you from Tashlumen. So therefore, back to the question. How did the Gemara say, according to the Chodim HaKon, if someone eats Chametz of Hekdesh on Pesach, he has not committed Me'ilah, because it's coming to Me'amne. The Pasuk explicitly tells us, regarding if someone is delivered by Me'ilah, that we don't say come to Me'amne, so the same thing should be the grounding the Chiv of Karas. That's the size of Yamari. The Ri says, no, the Tashlumi Truma, the payment of Truma, Machmas Karparahim. Why is that a payment? It's not like regular payment. It's because of atonement. Because Machmas Karparahim is obviously Mishnah Masechet Truma, but not Mishnah Tzitz and Rotsa Kain Lemchel. If the Kain wants to be Meichel, wants to forgive, he cannot forgive, which is the case by regular monetary compensation. And because it's Kapara. So if we keep in the Kapara, since it's atonement, in Kars Paitim Shum Kam Ramane. So the fact of a liability of Kars is not going to exempt you because of Kamal Ramani, because you need it because of your atonement. So it says the potato, and you should know this, because the mandala yol of asin asin, because the pinna does not compare the asin of to asin. Meaning, is not exempt a death at the hand of heaven, like it does in the death of Mises Bezdin from payment. So then if someone eats the Truma of Chametz, why does he pay? Why isn't he exempt? Because Kamal Rabbanei, because the Le Shaykh Lamein, you can't say, in the Paritaris, who are then Karas, that since the death doesn't exempt, so too Karas, because what do you mean? Death doesn't exempt in any place. Obviously, it's because we're saying of atonement. And since there's this logic that there's no chiv misa that's going to exempt from the payment of truma because of atonement. So even though the Torah didn't reveal to you only by chiv misa, we could learn that the same thing would apply to chiv of karas, that's not going to exempt from the shlum of truma because, again, it's atonement. In contrast to what we're discussing of the Karen and the Chemish of the Hekdesh, which is not because of a kapara, it's not because he stole from Hekdesh. So therefore, it's specifically by chiv misa, where the Torah revealed to us that there you don't say that Torah revealed that you don't take up Ravine. But Bechiv Karas, where the Torah did not reveal that Karas is not going to exempt Tashlumin, it didn't reveal, and then you will have your classic halacha of even the Chiv Karas, like Rav Nechonya says, it's going to exempt you from Tashlumin. But I'm reading more. But the Rish says the halach over here that we said the current bechun mekana if somebody eats chametz on hekdesh on Pesach he's not committed meila. It's also the drabban. It's going like drabban on the army that they say he's been meila. If someone deliberately committed meila, it's bazhar. It's actually only a negative prohibition, and it's not worth the death penalty. So if we don't find by eating hekdesh that we don't say come like with ramen. So Taisus had a question. According to Rebbe that holds by Me'ila, that we don't say Kalmi Ramane, because the Torah explicitly told you that you have to pay. So if so, if somebody eats Chametz of Hekdesh by mistake on Pesach, should be Chayav for Me'ila. Why does the Brisa say, according to the Chanan, you're not going to commit Me'ila? That Taisus answered, because specifically when you deliberately commit Me'ila, which that's Misa, the Torah reveals to us that that does not exempt from payment. But regarding Karis, which the Torah does not tell us, so therefore it didn't reveal. And since you have cards, you can be part of the tashlum because you come to Ramne. Now, although we find payment by truma, that you have even by misa b'dei shemayim, and still you pay, and you're not exempt from coming to Ramne, that's because the payment of truma is different because that's for atonement in contrast to the shlumi hakdish, where yes, misa is different than that of cards. Kshinek says, I'm about to begin with the words of the Gemara of Nechunya, it's going like a Nechunya. Kshinek explains, why does he exempt the through the chi of a cards from being a carbon me'ila, even though in general, we don't say the Kamen Ramne exempts from a bringing of a carbon. We said that the Brisa that says Leimal is going like a Dechid Melekon, it's different from Yitzchamat Tevekdash on Pesach, does not have to bring a carbon Me'ila, because the liability of Karas exempts it. Says Taisus Avagav, the Hacha B'Shay Gari, although he were told what we've done by mistake, with the Gitani Mal, Leimal, from the fact that we say, oh, is there Me'ila or not Me'ila? Now, if someone does deliberately, there's no Me'ila. So since we're talking that he ate by mistake, so there's no death penalty to exempt from Teshlumen. So, and that says Taisus Mikamokum Kaimelon Kechizkia. Still, we hold the Kechizkia. But that he says Chiv Misa Shaygin, even though there's no death. What are you talking about? This death? It's by Shaygin. Yes, but when someone commits by mistake something that if he did deliberately would be Chayv Misa, even that's presumed that Shulman that exempts from payment. But then Karsam Nechunya, so the Nechunya who compares Misa B'dei Adam to Misa B'dei Shemayim of Karas would also hold the same thing. But Hikshri Bod Ribba has the following question. But in my Pitur Nachem Mikarben Meila. I understand from Tashlumin the Chiv Misa and even Chiv Misa Shagin exempts. But how could you exempt over him the Kamna Meilim from the Kamna Ramin Ramin through the principle of Kamna Ramin? They hold my government, Simba the Gemarshan, the Shabbat, the Savi, the Manaf, Hamaiti, Echel Mikhalid. Someone takes out, carries out one of the Malachas of Shabbos, that of food items in a vessel, Shagib Echelim, if he was inadvertent regarding the food items, but Vehizib Mikhalid, he deliberately carried out the vessel, Chayav Allah Echel Mikhatis, he's liable for the food items, Achatis, because that he did by mistake, Vala Kliskila, and on the vessel, he's liable for the death penalty of being stoned. Alma, so you see coming drop and they lay part of a carbon, you see, even though he's getting the death penalty, that's not exempted from the carbon that he did b'shaygig. So the tirtz on that, the Riva answers, no, keeping the part of Mekam Chemish, you're right. Generally, you don't see coming drop and the carbon. But since over here, because of the Chiv Mrs. Shaygin, you're exempt for the payment of the principal on the fifth, because that coming the rabbi does work. So therefore, patanam carbon. In this case, we're going to exempt you also from the carbon. She'ain asham meilas boil because she's carrying mechamish. Because the asham meilas, the carbon that comes by misappropriation, is only when there's a principle on the fifth. And here, there's no principle on the fifth. So therefore, you're going to be exempt from the carbon conscience by Shabbos, which there's no payment at all. Only carbon coming around, they would not exempt you from the chiyav of the carbon. The next question also that begins with more importance than kachim b'chul. You don't redeem kachim, etc. Tosfos explains that this that we say you don't redeem kachim is specifically when it was sanctified before it got blemished. And also, Taisus explains that whenever you have kachim that are fit to be eaten by themselves, then we don't say that this principle of ein poydin. Taisus explains the Gemara said that the one who said that you don't commit me'ila is because holds that you can't redeem kachim to feed it to the dogs. So it comes out that the chametz of hekdesh was eaten on Pesach had no monetary value. And that's why there's no Me'ila, because the only thing you could have done was to feed the dogs, and that you can't do anyway. So Taisus says, Hiksharach, the Rabbein Chanal asks, the peg based the Bukharis Mashma, and Bukharis Tabidalman based, it sounds like the late plague that no, there's no Machalikis Tanoim, that if you could redeem Kodship to feed it to the dogs, that everyone would agree that there's no Machalikis over there. Elehecha Shakad Mekdesh Lamuman. It's only if that it was sanctified before God blemished. I will call them mumlectation, but if it was blemished before sanctified, since it never had a physical sanctity because it was blemished before sanctified, everyone agree that you can redeem it. But the plague of the sounds like they're disagreeing, as Agamemnon is trying to explain it. even with a monetary sanctity, but chametz of hekdesh obviously doesn't have a physical sanctity. It's only like a carbon, things like that. It only has a monetary sanctity. So how could Rabbi Yisrael say the one who holds that there's no me'ilas because he holds you cannot redeem kachim to feed it to the dogs, but since it has a monetary sanctity, everyone holds that you could redeem it. So the Tirtzvi, the re-answers, the this is what the Gemara is saying. In putting Madrabani, right? Biblically, everyone agrees that you could redeem it. We're saying that Madama who holds that rabbinically, you can't redeem it. And says Tzvi, look more than, don't wonder, because of rabbinic concern, which we're saying you can't redeem it only rabbinically, nafkiya me'ila darei, so we're going to remove the problem of me'ila, which is a biblical halacha, which is saying, oh, since rabbinically, you can't redeem it, so therefore there's no me'ila, now you can't feed it to the dogs. So Tzvi says, yeah, to keep in the Amr Rabban the name point, and since the rabbi said you can't redeem it, so it shall be immediately, so it doesn't have any monetary value. It's not because the Rabban versus the Raisa has no value, and therefore there's not going to be a problem by me'ila. Then Tzvi says, if it gets mixed in with an ox that was served, etc., by the Zaro, a Beklein, a Trefa, or a mixed breed, or a moral defect, a problematic animal. So the halacha is the carbon should be yirat shi'stav v'bimachur. So they should graze until they develop a blemish and then they're sold. But says Taisis v'hashta al kochel yachal klav. Obviously, if it's mixed in, let's say with a treif animal, it's obviously what are you selling it for? It's obviously going to be fed to the dogs because at least all treif asrule. Because to a Jew, obviously a treif animal is forbidden. So the problem is, wait a second, these carbons that got mixed have a physical sanctity. So how could you sell with the intention of feeding it to the dogs according to the one that holds that you can't redeem kachem with the intention of feeding it to the dogs? That's a thesis. No, that sugi is even good, even according to one that holds generally you cannot redeem. Because the hodain point in this that we say you can't redeem to feed it to the dogs, it's only when it's not fit to be eaten. Here, the carbon, which is the kachem, would be fit for a person to eat if it would be recognizable which one is the carbon. The only reason why you can't eat it is because it's mixed up. We don't know which one it is. But since it intrinsically is fit, therefore you could redeem it to feed it to the dogs. And as we see, because we find Rabbi Kiva permitted by the Bechayrus, in Mesechta Bechayrus, Lazaman Achel Bechayr, to invite a non-Jew for eating the meat of the firstborn animal, which the eating of a non-Jew is like the same thing as in this halachic equivalent of feeding it to the dogs. And the reason is because the firstborn animal really is intrinsically fit to be eaten, and therefore there's no problem about having a non-Jew or a dog eat it. Now, and Tosfos proves this, because ubizvachim perek tvul yoyim muchach from the Gemara and zvachim kofdal menaf, it's obvious that Rabbi Kiva isa b'chayi treifa b'amam lahach l'klav. He prohibits a firstborn animal that's a treifa, that's blemished, to feed it to the dogs. Because even the skin is forbidden when there's found to be treifa before his skin. So, you see, Rabbi Kiva holds he cannot redeem kachem to feed it to the dogs. Now, so that's specifically when it's a treifa, when it's not fit to be eaten intrinsically. But that's what this is proving. But the heichad shal Yisrael, when it's permitted to the Jew to eat it, iskus latzir la'ayah, then it's compared to a deer and to a ram, which is permitted to be fed even to one's dogs. Therefore, there's no contradiction in regarding when you could be paid the kachem lachin leklovim. Again, if it's intrinsically permitted, just for a technical reason that you can't eat it. Next says the master begin with Zigmar in Paiden. Cannot redeem. Just explains that why is there no me'ila above the chametz of Hekdesh on Pesach? Because of the benefit of the ashes after that it's burnt. The Tesis says, Tame the Reed. Says the one into the Reed. Avgav the Impaiden, although you tell me, okay, you can't redeem kachem to feed it to the dogs. On the Yom Tov of Pesach. So chametz has no value. Now, the problem is, but still. Nibble, this should be me'ilo, the kodola achashinism, because after that you burn the benaseif and it becomes ashes yachal, you continue with days left dice, you can redeem it, umat bano, and then it actually permitted that benefit because all those which have to be burned, their ashes are permitted, so therefore there should be me'ilo because of the monetary value of when after you're going to burn it. And that's the same, what you can say is no. The keeping the commercial actual, there shall be me'ilo, since as it is right now, before it's burned, it has no value. You can't say this halacha misappropriation. Behind the number time of the chalisa, now that's actually the reason of all things are prohibited of benefit. That aim a kachem and the issue is that you cannot think that you cannot get engaged to a woman with it. Avakav the chalas sof and efar muta. Although all those which are burnt, the ashes are permitted because right now it has no value. And says to us, I feel like davagam lamamikum amadami umali. Even if you hold like those who say that something that is a causation for money has a monetary, says like money right now and there's going to be meila. So here also, it's ultimately going to be ashes and therefore there should be meila right now. Says to us, like them, no, it's not comparable. Those things are fit after Pesach as it is right now. So although right now it doesn't have value, but it's a davagam lamam. In contrast, over here, as it is in this state right now, as a solid, it's never going to have a value, even as Gemma Lamam. It's only going to be turned to ashes. Therefore, we don't say it's like Mum right now. Over Yisrael, another person says what you could say is the hard the Imakach Misra. Another person says you cannot get engaged with things that prohibit that benefit. You're right. Hainu Hefer, the less Peshava Pruta, like Shay Efer. That's only when it's not going to have a monetary value of a Pruta, when it's going to be ashes. So, although you could have benefit from it, but it's not going to have a Shava Pruta. And says Taisel, Teretz Kamakash, actually, according to the first answer, it's actually difficult. What are you saying that? Oh, it's not double gem lamam because you can't use it in its current state, only when it's ashes, and therefore that's not going to consider double gem lamam, but it's not true. You could use it in its current state, not in its normal way of having benefit, and that would be permitted in something that's Isur Hana. And therefore that's a difficulty with the first approach, but not difficult according to the second approach, where, yeah, anyway, it's not going to have a Shabbat Pruta worth when it turns into ashes.